fact that people who dare to question some of these policies are often penalized for it.
Eric Lischblow, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much. His book is Bush's Law. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
I want to say, fresh! Wapin Jabba, Rude Sire, AP Wagwan,
Just Cool,
Easy Jet, you ready?
Steady now,
come in.
Stony Brook Posse, want to hear fresh? I want to hear you say yes, I want to hear you say yes. Long Island Posse, want to hear fresh? I want to hear you say yes, I want to hear you say yes. So all those who want to hear rockers, gonna hear some fresh!
Fresh music, yes.
All those who want to feel irate, have to feel
fresh music, yes.
When the clock strikes seven on a Friday night, rocking iration gonna make you feel nice. WSB 90.1 FM.
On your FM, the Ross, Mike, Ross, Bob, and Easy Trip, they only bring you
fresh
Bluesman culture and reggae music to make you feel
fresh.
All those who wanna hear rock, who's gonna hear it?
Fresh!
Are we on? Ah, okay. Broken microphone. Great. You are listening to radio station WUSB in Stony Brook. The time is 6 o'clock. Time for Off the Wall. Very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you. Broken microphone and all. Oh, it just wouldn't be USB, would it, if there wasn't something like that going on? Boy, you know, I'm all flustered today. I'm sorry. I've been tense. I've been edgy. I even kicked Jim out of the studio. I feel really bad about that. I'm sorry, Jim. I got stopped by cops on the way over here, if you can believe that. But no hard feelings. I was probably going a little too fast, and just everyone's doing their job. I understand. It just kind of, I thought I was going to be early, and instead I'm just running in here at the last possible moment, and the usual madness. We weren't on last week. We're on this week. This is a fundraising show, folks, fundraising show, and we really need to raise those funds since we didn't do very much of it in the last couple of weeks. So let me just start by giving out the number. 631-632 WUSB, 631-632-9872. And we really could use as many phone calls as possible. We have different premium levels. We have, for a pledge of $75, you'll get both the WUSB sweatshirt and the 2600 sweatshirt, the brand new one, plus one other item of your choice. Or for a pledge of $100, $100, you'll get two tickets to the upcoming Hackers on Planet Earth Conference, The Last Hope, taking place in New York City, July 18, 19, and 20. So all of that for a pledge of $100, two tickets. And two tickets cost more than that. So it's a great deal. It's a great deal for those of you out there that are listening. There's this note here that says that the transmitter is being tested, which means that the transmitter is not actually on right now. Is that my understanding? Unbelievable. Okay, so, you know, the last time there was an outage, there was an internet outage that affected the show, and now apparently we're just going to be broadcasting on the internet. That's fine. That's fine that the transmitter actually isn't up. Hopefully it'll be up pretty soon, but it's okay. It's not a big deal at all. And we do have to test the thing occasionally. That's important. That's important for maintenance purposes. I understand that. We all understand that. But really, it's every Tuesday night, it seems something's going on. But regardless, the phone number is 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. And I guess you'll have to dial the area code, since probably people in Suffolk can't hear me right now. Of course, I think you can also dial the area code even if you aren't. I don't know. Cell phones, dial area codes, it doesn't matter. The important thing is to support the radio station. And you can do that by calling 631-632-WUSB. Got a great show tonight. Really amazing show that I really am looking forward to presenting. And I want to kick it off with a memory. A memory from the past, if you will. From one of the shows that we did back in 1981. I believe this was August 1981. When I did a show with Mike Juhas called The Voice of Long Island. And this particular show, he's making phone calls to a place called Fisher's Island. It's a mysterious island off the coast of Long Island, which is actually closer to Connecticut. And basically, he was calling, just asking all sorts of questions about random people. I think he calls a fireman at one point, just starts talking to him about random things. You'll hear, apart from how different the phone system sounded back then, you'll hear different sounding rings and things like that, but you'll also hear how different people were. People were so much friendlier. They were so much nicer. You can call an operator and have a long conversation with her. So I just like to kind of play that as an example of the kinds of things we've aired on this radio station over the years. So let's teleport back to 1981 and listen to a piece of The Voice of Long Island. Again, our phone number to support the station, 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872, country code 1 if you're out of the country, or if you just feel like dialing a 1, that's fine. 631-632-WUSB, again, $75, both sweatshirts, $2,600, and Hope for $100, two tickets to the upcoming Hacker Conference in New York City, July 18, 19, 20. $100, 631-632-9872. Okay, let's go back to 1981.
Now, Mike, you did some research on Fisher's Island before. We were talking about that. By the way, the office still applies. No one has called up yet from Fisher's Island. If such a person wants to do so and win himself something or herself, something that's better than anything that Mike or myself have ever given away before on the air.
That's true.
It doesn't amount to much, actually. But we will make it worth your while. Let's put it that way.
And no bogus calls, please. We don't want to tie up the lines.
No, we have ways of proving that you're calling from certain places, too.
That's true. 246-7901.
Very sophisticated means we have of doing things around here. Anybody from Fisher's Island who's on Fisher's Island at this moment, I think our signal travels out that far. I'm not certain, but... Well, you could even cheat a little bit. You could even call somebody you know in Fisher's Island and tell them to call us. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll even accept that. We just want to get a call from Fisher's Island because we've called that place enough already.
Well, let's call them right now. Well, let's listen to the tape.
Well, now, Mike made up a tape. He called up a few people on Fisher's Island, found out something about the place, and, why don't we just see what Mike did, okay?
Dialing for operators.
Good evening, Mr. Gordon. May I help you?
Yes, Mr. Gordon. I need rate information, please.
Okay, to what number?
Well, actually, this would be in Fisher's Island, a 788 exchange, I believe.
Hey, that's... is that 516 area code?
Yes, it is. Last time I called a number out there, it showed up in the long-distance section of my bill.
I'll check to see how much that would be.
Okay. Operators can be so helpful.
Okay.
I need rates for right about this time.
Okay.
And after 11 as well.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would be long distance.
Mm.
I don't know why. Strange.
Yeah, it is in the 516 area. Maybe because it's closer to Connecticut.
Yes, I'll tell you how much it would be.
Okay.
Okay, if you dialed it yourself at this time, the charge would be SNES Theater plus the tax for the first minute, and SNES Enoch for each additional minute. And then from 11 p.m. to 8 a.m. on the weekends till Sunday at 5, it'd be SNES Enoch for the first minute plus the tax, and SNES Enoch for each additional minute.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Gordon.
You're welcome.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
And now a Fisher's Island busy signal. Yes, I need information on Fisher's Island.
Fisher?
The Fisher's Island Fire Department.
Okay, I'll see if they have a separate number. Hold on.
Okay. Boy, you answered that phone really quick.
Or computers.
I don't see any listing in the Suffolk phone book.
Yeah, you know what it's listed under? It's listed under, you have to look under Fisher's Island. There's a separate directory all by itself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's in the directory. It's under, after the last listings of Fisher, last William, then it has separate listings just for Fisher Island itself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a pretty exclusive area.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing some research on it.
Okay, the only number they have, though, is their fire emergency call, which is 788. Oh, wait a minute. Here's other listings under Fisher's Island Fire Department. Let's see. Ambulance to report a fire. Let me give you the house quarters, which is 788. Yeah, off the minute here, from the next.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little island all by itself, and it's like a community in itself. It's mostly wealthy people that have a lot of money.
I see.
They have a country club. They have a little town with their own stores and library and shopping centers and their own little telephone corporation.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because I was wondering how come we dialed this number several times, the island, and the call showed up on our long-distance bill. Portion of the bill.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. Well, is there any way I can get a Fisher's Island phone book?
Oh, sure. You could dial, it's right in your book. It's right in your Suffolk directory.
Oh, it's right in there.
Yeah, look in your Suffolk residence directory, in your regular white pages.
Right.
Well, are the Suffolk books white also? I know on Suffolk County directories are white. The regular pages, just look up at the word Fisher's, F-I-S-H-E-R-S, Island. And under Fisher's Island, there should be a whole separate, listing in the directory.
Oh, because
in other words, Fisher's Island is in the Suffolk directory, but it's under the word Fisher's Island, and it's in a little area all by itself.
I see. I'll have to look for that then.
And then everything is categorized underneath,
Uh-huh. Okay, well, thank you very much then.
Okay, right. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Yes, hi. My name's Mike Uhas from WUSB Radio in Stony Brook.
Pardon?
My name's Mike Uhas from WUSB Radio in Stony Brook.
Uh-huh.
This isn't your emergency number, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay. We're doing some research on Fisher's Island. We've never visited Fisher's Island, and we'd like to do just a quick little story on its people and its culture and that kind of thing. Am I speaking to somebody who's a Fisher's Island resident?
Yeah.
All right. How long have you lived in Fisher's Island?
I lived here 26 years.
26 years?
Yeah.
Were you born there?
Yeah, I was born in New London Memorial Hospital, Lawrence Moyle.
But you've basically...
I was raised here.
I see. Is there a hospital on Fisher's Island?
There used to be at one time, I believe, back in the 40s, I guess, when Fort H.G. Wright was originated out here, and it was a little before my time.
Fort H.G. Wright.
Yeah, and they had a hospital, I believe, out here at one time.
Uh-huh.
I really couldn't...
So what do you do with your emergency cases now? Do you just take them over to Connecticut?
We have an ambulance boat, 35-foot, that we use for transport from here to...
Wow, that's... it brings back such memories, you know, when you listen to these old radio shows from way back. And this is a show that we have not even put online yet. So many episodes of The Voice of Long Island. Actually, let me just tell you, The Voice of Long Island was the final name of that particular program that I did with Mike Juhas. It started off as Radio Free Long Island, then morphed into Radio Free Weekend, then finally got a name that fit, and that was called The Voice of Long Island. We basically just went on the air for 3 hours late at night doing all sorts of fun things, calling operators, doing sketches, playing music, whatever it is we felt like doing. And that was sort of... that was sort of what really woke me up to what the station was all about, what this place could do, the amazing magic that you could create just by coming into a place and doing radio, you know, just by expressing yourself, just by doing whatever comes to mind. And always here, always in this place, always within the confines of this little entity here in the Student Union Building, creativity was the thing that was encouraged. Never got a negative type of a vibe from anybody. People always encourage you to do your own thing. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I like to think that the Voice of Long Island that we just heard was one of those things that works, or that did work, and maybe will work in the future. Maybe people hearing this all over the world will be inspired to do something as well. So it's always kind of nice to know that. And with that, you know, I'd like for people to call in and support this place. Think about what it would have been like had this place not been here for people to become all creative and do experimental things. That's the importance right there. It's got nothing to do with the premiums we're offering. We try and offer things so that people call in and so that they feel like they're getting even more. And we want to contribute ourselves as well. So that's why for a pledge of $75, you'll get two sweatshirts, the WUSB sweatshirt and the 2600 sweatshirt. And yeah, I know they're holding up a sign. I'll read that sign in a second. It's very hard to read through the glass, you know. For $75 pledge, you'll get the, as I mentioned, the WUSB and the 2600 sweatshirts. Two sweatshirts, two hooded sweatshirts. So theoretically, you could commit some sort of a crime one day with a hooded sweatshirt, then do another one the same day using a different sweatshirt and get away with it. It's probably not the best way to sell it, but just to give a sense as to what sweatshirts are viewed as in society, kind of suspicious people walking around in sweatshirts. I don't know why that is. But that's how people view them. But no, a lot of non-suspicious people walk around wearing sweatshirts, so if you plan on living a law-abiding life, a hooded sweatshirt is just fine for that. Plus, you don't have to have the hood up all the time. You know, you don't have to cover your face and look all menacing. You can have it down. You can have your head exposed. That's another option. Now, for $75, like I mentioned, you get two of those, WUSB and 2600, and you also get one other item, which I believe our tally people will... they'll help figure that out for you. It could be a CD, it could be a hat, I don't know. 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. That's our phone number. It's actually the same phone number. Now, that's not all we're offering. We're offering all kinds of things. For a pledge of $100, you'll get two tickets to the upcoming HOPE Conference, Hackers on Planet Earth, taking place in New York City, July 18th, 19th, and 20th. At the Hotel Pennsylvania, which is still standing, and they promise it will be standing through our conference. Yes, they've threatened to tear it down. Historic hotel. Whole big story I could get into. I'm not going to here. We're still trying to save it. But we've had hacker conferences there since 1994, and the Hackers on Planet Earth conference is historic in nature. This is the last hope. It's taking place July 18th, 19th, and 20th. Of this year, for $100, you will get two tickets to that conference. Now, if you were to buy those tickets normally from 2600, it would cost you more than that. So you see what we're doing at 2600, we're donating those tickets
to the radio station so that they can entice people to call. So it's even if you're not going to, if you're not sure you're even going to come to the conference, it's still worth making the call just to support the radio station. And you'll have the tickets. You can always give them to somebody else or figure something out. But the important thing is make that call. 631-632-9872. 631-632-WUSB. It's always good to know people are out there. And I got to say, I'm a little disappointed in seeing the lines right now. I'd like to see more. I know, you know, we weren't on last week, and we had that technical problem the week before that. So we're way behind where we should be. So it's very important that those phones start to ring. 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. Again, for a pledge of $75, you'll get the two sweatshirts plus one other item of your choice. And for a pledge of $100, you'll get two tickets to the Hope Conference, Hackers on Planet Earth, all sorts of speakers, 3 days of fun in July in New York City. And again, 631-632-WUSB. There's all sorts of other levels, too. This is not the only level that we're offering. We're offering all kinds of other things. So by all means, call up and ask the people. Ask the people what is available for a pledge of, say, I don't know, $20, for a pledge of $10, for a pledge of $1,000. Yeah, you know, there's all sorts of pledge levels. It never ends. It never ends. 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. Okay, I'm going to try to read that sign. people always hold up signs in the window, and it's hard to see because there's light behind them. What is down? Does that say stream? Oh, you're kidding me. Not again. Oh, God. No, not again. Are you kidding? You're not kidding. Okay, that's great. Well, that might account for the calls not coming in, right? Okay. Okay, so guess what? The internet stream is down yet again. Yet again. This is like, this must be some kind of organized plot or conspiracy, right? Because, I mean, 2 weeks ago, the stream went down from, what, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock, which is when this show is on. Last week, the show wasn't on. I believe the stream was up. We already have the transmitter that's like operating at 0.01 of our percentage of power. All right. So we have a transmitter that's not working, and now we have a stream that's not working. So what in God's name am I doing here? Who am I talking to? I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to you people in the conference room because we're tied in directly with like a wire or something, and apparently that still works. But other than the six of us, there's nobody really listening, is there? Oh, this is peachy keen. This is great. This is what I've always wanted. This is what I've always wanted to do, is come into this place and do a radio show just for myself, just for nobody but me and you. Okay, fine. The people in that room can hear me as well. But, you know, I can change that. I can push a button and you won't hear me. So, yeah, so count your blessings. Great. Okay, so what do I do now? What do I do now? Do I continue asking for funds when nobody's listening? I could do that. I could try, I guess. Maybe I'll even do better by asking people who don't exist to call in. I see a phone ringing. I see a phone ringing. Of course, it's got nothing to do with me, right? It's probably somebody calling to say, hey, you're not on the air. It's like, great, thank you. That's something that really helps us. You want to help us? You want to help us, imaginary people out there who can't hear me? Call up, donate a lot of money, get this place working so that things like streams and transmitters aren't always breaking. And so that you actually might be able to hear me asking for money. You know, I mean, that might be something that could be useful to us. But no, people aren't going to do that. Well, I guess, you know, I could just sort of wax on philosophically. And maybe this could be sort of like a psychotherapy session for me, where I could just sort of talk and know that nobody's actually listening. And maybe just sort of clear my conscience of a lot of things. Because... well, you know, I have a lot of things to say, a lot of things to clear, a lot of things that maybe I wouldn't have the guts to actually say if people were hearing me. So, yeah, I mean, what could I go on about? Well, there's all sorts of things that are happening every day, people that really piss me off that I could talk about. But, you know, to be honest, with my brain or whoever else is actually hearing this, you guys in the conference room, it's not worth my time. It's not worth my time even thinking about all the whack jobs that I have to like deal with on a daily basis, the flakes, the utter imbeciles, the jerks, the real, I mean, you make your bed, you sleep in it. The people that you meet on a daily basis or that you talk to online, those are just the people that you're stuck with at this particular point in time. And, you know, sometimes I wish that I actually lived in a different time, a time not of the internet, a time not of technology, maybe sometime way back in, like, the dark ages, as we call them now, because we just know so much better. You know, maybe that is where you actually get to have good conversations with people, get to actually talk to people in person on a daily basis, you know? Not the kind of nonsense that you have to deal with today, where everything is just blog this and wiki that and all kinds of stupid nonsense about the mass media and pop culture. And who really gives a crap about, you know, I can say real words now. Oh my God, I can actually talk like a human being. I don't have to do this radio nonsense where I have to like protect the ears of a 7-year-old. I can actually use all 7 of the dirty words. Oh my God. You know what? I'm gonna take advantage of this. I am gonna take advantage of this to the fullest, because we have that memo. We have a memo somewhere in the back. Hang on. I'm gonna walk. Why do I even saying to hang on? It's not like you're gonna care. I'm gonna just walk to the back, get that memo. Actually, I'm gonna do that right now. And FCC memo, the words you're never supposed to say over the air. Where is it? Oh, you know, I can also, you know what else I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get the phone list. I'm gonna read the damn phone list over the air. How do you think, what do you think about that? Every single staff person's phone number and email address, I'm gonna read it over the air because nobody's listening. I'm also going to lock the door, too, in case someone in the conference room doesn't want me reading their number. Oh, yes. Perfect. All right. This could be more fun than anything. Yeah, I know. We're not going to make any money tonight. Fine. Whatever. I don't care. I don't care at all. I don't care. I mean, I get dragged into this. I get sucked into doing this show. And to be honest, you know, as long as we're in this unique position right now, you know, no one really wants to be doing what they do here. We do it out of a sense of some kind of moral obligation that, you know, the guilt trip that the people have over you at this place simply, it's really powerful. You know, they should be in government or something. They're able to get people to come in here, right, in the summertime when it's like 120 degrees inside the studio. Yeah, and that's, I mean, the university, the people who run this university, you know, they're incompetent, we know that, but they also are very good at hurting you, all right? They're very good at, like, actually doing something to really make you suffer. And I'm not sure why. Somebody must have really pissed somebody off at some point. But like clockwork, it's now what? It's April. Next month is May. And guaranteed, as soon as it starts to get warm, they're going to start pumping the heat out of that little thing up there. And this place is going to become unbearable to be in. Yet people will still show up, even though nobody's going to call and like support them when they ask for financial support. You're going to get all kinds of whack jobs out there listening, requesting all kinds of things that have got nothing to do with anything that you're playing or talking about. And yet, for some reason, we're guilted into coming in here week after week, doing this time and time again, and getting what out of it exactly? Getting what out of it? I got stopped by the cops tonight. All right, you know. Yeah, the Keystone Cops of the university. Unbelievable. I've got to deal with these primates, you know, answering their stupid questions as to where am I going? What am I doing? Who am I? I can't read your license because I don't understand how to read. You know, this kind of nonsense. We have to deal with this. Parking tickets and all sorts of, like, stupidity amongst the people that you meet here on a daily basis. Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to be a part of that. Yet for some reason, it's like, it must be like getting drafted into the military or something. You feel this obligation, and you think you're helping. And, you know, it's times like this where I realize that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all because no one's listening. Nobody cares. It's nonsense. It's a waste of time. It's a total waste of time. You've got the fascists down at the network operations center here. And, yeah, I can say that because I know they're not hearing us because they're so incompetent they can't even keep the internet stream up. You know, you know, it's not even legal for you to have a wireless network on this campus without asking them permission. I could bring a computer in here, right? I could turn it on and Wi-Fi will be enabled by default, and I'm breaking the rules by doing that. I'm breaking the rules by opening up my own Wi-Fi hotspot. I've got to call down there and get permission from those fascist pigs. Yes, what are you going to do, cut me off? We're already off. Oh, this is good. No, they have all this bureaucratic nonsense that you always have to follow. And it's too much. No wonder the students here are so miserable. And that's another fact. Do you know that the students at Stony Brook are amongst the most miserable of students in any university anywhere in this country? It's true. It's true. And in fact, if there's anything that brings people together, it's the complaining about all the things that happen, about the heat outages or the hot air being pumped into your room in the warm weather, about the traffic problems or just the overall ugliness of the place, or the professors who don't even speak the same language that you speak, or that are so impersonal that they don't even answer any questions from anybody. They just basically, some professors actually have their lectures on videotape. They don't even show up. You know, it's so big, so massive, so many people here. It's like a really unhappy city in the middle of Siberia sometimes, you know? I cannot for the life of me imagine why anybody would want to come to this place. I cannot. I went to this place, and it's like you have to sort of, you know, when you go down to like the bottom of the sea in a submarine, you can't come up too fast, because if you do, you get the bends. The same thing with Stony Brook. If you go to Stony Brook, you can't just walk out into society again. No, you can't do that. You have to sort of acclimate yourself. You have to adjust again to normalcy. And that's why so many people stick around here for a lot longer than they should, because they take that cautious step out across the tracks to the, you know, other side where the real world is. And right away, you know, right away they get shocked. So something happens that sort of makes them run back to where they think they're safe. And of course, they're not. You know, it's just basically perpetuating the same, relationship where you're, what kind of relationship is that? Where you're kind of, what? Yeah, I see you. People in conference are waving. Yeah, hello, how you doing? I swear, you know, the mentality of the people at this station is simply, it's like elementary school sometimes. It really is. Some of the people here just, I mean, where are they going to go? Where else are they actually going to be accepted? They, you know, you could work at Burger King, I suppose. But then you're like dealing with food issues. Here, I guess it's kind of safe for them to play around with records and you know, other things, telephones, talking on the telephone and things like that. But seriously, you know, what motivates somebody to come to a place like this, a radio station? Yeah, I know. I was talking before about how it was a great inspiration and all that kind of thing. Do you know that's actually written on a piece of paper in front of me? That's actually written that I have to say that. I have to say what an inspiration the radio station has been over the years, how much it's affected my life, how things have gone a certain way, blah, blah, blah. Because that, my friends, no friends out there, that, the inside of my head, that is what works. And the whole demographic radio business industry, and you know, we're as guilty about that as anybody. We have seminars about it. We study the Arbitrons. We do all that, and it's just the same nonsense over and over and over again. It never ends. So yeah, does it really matter? You tell me, listener. Yeah, how much does it matter? You're not even listening, so obviously it doesn't matter. I'm not even talking to you. I'm talking to nobody, so it doesn't matter. We can't even keep our equipment working long enough to keep a one-hour talk show going. A one-hour talk show. And while I'm on the subject of one-hour talk shows, nice job, listeners. Nice job, because, you know, I don't ask for much, all right? I don't ask. I really don't. I mean, seriously. In any other setting, any other society, this wouldn't be a big deal. You know, you want to come into a place and not be tortured, all right? And you want to have some kind of a response to the things that you're doing. All right, now, I already talked about the torture that we get just by showing up here, but seriously, we do these shows here, and there are some good people here. I'm not castigating everybody, just most of them. Boy, the stories I could tell. You know what? I will tell the stories. Well, I have the phone list here, and while I don't know a lot of these names, I probably don't know most of these names. So those people, I'll just mock your name and give out your phone number. Yeah, but there are a lot of people here that have been around for some time, and believe me, if I know you, I've been at this radio station since the late 70s, you better believe I've got some dirt, all right? And you better believe that right now, I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to tell stories that if you actually could hear what I was saying, you would want to kick my ass from here to Timbuktu and back. Yeah. You know, this feels good. This feels good. I got to do this more often. I guess I could just do this anywhere. I don't have to be at the radio station. But it's kind of cool that I'm in a radio station that's not working right now. And, yeah, you know what? Call us. 631-632-9872. 631-632-WUSB. Call us right now and pledge. Yeah, pledge your support. You know what? Okay, I can make this claim now since we're off the air, that if somebody were to call in right now and pledge $1,000, I will come to your town, no matter where you are in the world, and I will get completely plastered out of my mind and make a public spectacle of myself in your town at my expense. Yeah, and I might even like wind up getting arrested for it. That's what I will do for a pledge of $1,000. Think about that. 631-632-WUSB. Oh boy, I could make all kinds of claims, can't I? Wow. This is better than having listeners. It really is. This is cool. But you know, if I could talk to the listeners right now, what I would say to them is, God damn all of you anyway, because you know, over the years we've done this talk show, right? From what, 2003 when the war started, and All I ever asked was for people just to respond, to talk, to have conversations on the air, you know, and you have something going on, all right? You've had these situations in the world. I mean, we've had 8 years of George W. Bush. You know, it's a pretty messed up place. We've had all sorts of things to talk about, and I try and talk about things. You know, there's something going on almost every week, and we try to cover it. Bombs bursting in air and all sorts of controversies involving foreign policy and domestic policy. We've got the campaign going now. You know, everywhere else I go, people are talking about these kinds of things. I ask our listeners to call up and discuss this. What do I get? I get nothing. Oh, I get somebody calling up, you know, saying something, a complete non sequitur, something that doesn't even make any sense. You know? It's... And then you say something stupid, like, oh, I hear Madonna's got a new dress or something, and, oh, right away you get a bingo on the phone lines. No problem. Everybody wants to talk about that nonsense. Who cares? Don't you realize there are issues, there are important things that people should be discussing? Why in God's name is that so hard for you dimwits out there? Yeah, dimwits, nitwits, halfwits, all sorts. That's our audience. Those are the people who figure out how to turn on the radio dial. Yeah. That's the elite crust right there. Those people, they wouldn't know an issue if it smacked them in the face. And then all the other people, the ones who can't figure out how to turn on the radio, they're the ones that are out there with their MP3 players and their iPhones and listening to satellite music boxes and whatever else is out there. Yeah, thank you, Judas. Yeah, you're the real traitors. Walk away from community radio. You know, the people that could have helped you, the people that could have made you into a better person. Yeah, great. It's amazing. We get more phone calls now than when we're on the air. All right, people almost have a bingo here. Almost every single line is lit from people calling in to tell us we're not on the air. Hey, you know what? We know we're not on the air. If we could be on the air, we flick a switch and do something. But you know what? The switches don't work here. They're all broken. They're all broken. You know why they're broken? Because people like you have not called us and supported us. And helped us to fix the equipment. Yeah. So now I'm stuck here in an isolated studio, going crazy, talking to myself. Nobody else is listening. Even the people in conference are all on the phone. They're not even listening to me anymore. Yeah. Yeah. That gesture's for you guys. Definitely. You know, you can all go to hell as far as I'm concerned. I don't care. I don't care about anybody out there because they're not out there. They never were. Their listeners aren't out there. It doesn't matter if the transmitter's on or off the air. It doesn't matter if the stream is up or down, because as far as I'm concerned, they're just not there at all. Those people who are there, they lack the mental facilities to actually do something that's worthwhile. You know? Might as well just put on your stupid whatever it is the kids are listening to these days. You know? Watch television or something like that. Radio is a dying business. Ugh. All right. I'm gonna read those words. I'm gonna read that phone list. But I'm gonna get a drink of water. I can also play. I'm gonna play music too. I can do that as well, because it's here. All these CDs around. I'm just gonna play whatever comes to mind. I'm not even going to audition. I'm not even going to audition the music, because what difference does it make? So there could be anything played on this. I'm just going to play music. I'm going to play, because that's what the people want anyway. They just want music. And even if they were out there, that's probably what they want me to do, is just play songs, not talk about anything. Yeah, okay, fine. But you know what? I'm going to get a drink of water, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to read the phone list, and I'm going to read the words, and I'm going to do all sorts of other things too. And it doesn't, you know, I've got the door locked. I don't care. I'll stay on for hours. I'll do it. I'll stay on for hours just ranting and raving, because it's like running a marathon. You know, you feel great afterwards. You really do, ranting and raving. And I've got this room. I've got a microphone. I've got all the CDs, and got nothing else to do tonight. Yeah, why not? All right. Okay. I'm going to play it now. Yeah, you're listening to... you're not listening to Off the Wall. Special shout out to all the people who don't listen and who don't call. Yeah, you could all go jump in a lake or take a long walk on a short pier, whatever the hell you feel like doing. I'm playing the music. To hell with all of you.
Psycho, killer, liar, with no wit, protection of the law.
USB hotline. Oh, hey, what's up, man? Yeah, no, dude, I'm in a real bad mood tonight, this place is just like completely gone. Yeah, it's everything broke tonight. Everything broke. I had all this stuff planned. All right, I was going to talk about the whole thing, you know, with the campaign. I played the stuff from years ago. I was hoping that people would call in and like, you know, remember and pledge to the station and all that. And then they tell me, oh, by the way, not only is the transmitter not working, but the stream isn't working as well. So, yeah, but go ahead. Do a radio show. Do a radio show with nobody listening. Yeah, okay, that's brilliant. So I just like... Basically, I'm just like ranting and raving, and it kind of feels good, but at the same time, it's just like, what am I wasting my time here for? Why am I, you know, for years and years and years, I've just been doing the same thing here, and I'm not advancing anywhere. I'm not going anyplace. This place actually has been like, what do you call it? Like a, not like an anchor, but it's like when you like tie a piece of cement to your foot, or I mean, you know, someone else does that, I guess, or. An albatross maybe around your neck or whatever you want to call it. That's what this place has been. It's just been like something that's like preventing me from doing other things. And I'm just like, maybe this is like the night I finally like realized that. And I am upset. Gee, you can tell. Yeah, I'm upset because it just sort of all hit home at the same time. And like... You know, maybe if things actually worked, maybe if things didn't break down all the time. I mean, before, I couldn't even use the microphone. It was like, there was a bad switch on the microphone. It was like cutting in and out. And it was like, hello? Nobody could hear me. And I had to like fiddle with it. And then finally it like cut in and started working again. But it's like, you can't like do radio when there's like all this uncertainty as to whether or not something is actually going to work, you know, and like keep going. You know, it's like, who wants that? That's, Yeah, no, that, exactly. I mean, I deserve better. I think over the years, I might have, like, you know, hopefully earned somebody's respect to be able to, you know, I should be treated. And I mean, I got stopped by cops tonight. I got stopped by coming into the university. And, you know, they treated me like I'm some kind of, like, you know, crazy person. Like, you know, what are you doing here? You don't belong in this place. It's like, give me a break. You take a look at some of the people walking around here, and you're going to tell me I don't belong here? Yeah, well, okay, maybe I am a little defensive, but, I mean, wouldn't you be getting pulled over on your way, by the way, to do a show for no money, where you have to sort of, you know, prostitute yourself over the air and try to get people to call in, and then they don't, and then you find out you're not even on the air in the first place. So, yeah, I mean, come on, who wouldn't be defensive about that? Yeah, I know it's, right. Dude, look, are you talking to me as a friend or as a sponsor? Because, like, yeah, you gotta, like, sort of separate the two at some point. No, I'm not. Dude, listen, I've got it under, the anger is under control. That's not gonna happen again. Nah. No, I told you before, I mean, it's, right. Yeah, and besides that, I was very lucky to get away with that, and the fact that they didn't see what I actually, yeah. No, I'm, believe me, I'm not gonna do anything to endanger myself or other people around me or things like that. I'm venting, you know? I'm like, just angry, yeah. Weren't you the one who told me that it was good to, like, vent anger? Right. No, I hear you. I understand. What, tonight? I mean, don't you think this is like a meeting right here? Why do I have to go to a meeting tonight? I don't know. Here's the thing. I mean, I'm kind of like barricaded in the station, so... Yeah. No, it's funny. Come on. Develop a sense of humor, man. You're too serious. Yeah, so you know, I'm going to see where this goes. And just sort of like... Because... No, you know, to be honest, I don't care what they think. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, man. That ship has sailed. I don't... Yeah. Well, hang on. I got to do a segue. Hold on. I'm back. Yeah, that was like, I just did the worst segue of my life. So I'm just like picking CDs out at random, and I don't even care what's on them. You know, it could be George Carlin's like 7 dirty word routine. It doesn't matter because, you know, I'm not being on and stuff. That. What do you mean? What do you mean you heard it? No, you mean you heard me talking about it just now? Over your radio? No, because... Are you kidding me? You're saying that it was on the air? That they told me it wasn't on the air. For crying out loud. Yeah, and next I'll bet the stream was never actually down, too. This is what I mean, man. This is what I mean. It's like they tell you one thing and, like, it's completely different. So you're saying all that stuff I was saying was actually going out over the air. I could have read that list. I could have read the FCC memo and I'd probably, like, be in jail now or something if I had done that because they told me we were off the air. You know, I swear, yeah, maybe I will go to that meeting because, like, I feel like if just one more thing happens, I'm going to, like, completely lose it. And yeah, around this place, you know that one more thing is going to happen. There's always going to be some crazy... Well, yeah, I've sort of, like, I've sort of really done it to myself this time, haven't I? I mean, I told the listeners to go to hell. I pretty much said all kinds of things about the university. They're not going to want me around here. And the station...
I said horrible things about the station. Yeah. No, of course I meant them, but it's just the, you know, it's not the kind of thing you want to say and have people hear. Well, I mean, yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, no, there's really no... I think probably the best thing I should do is just sort of let this music play to the end and then kind of walk out the door and not come back. Yeah, well, you know. Well, yeah, you know what? I would have called you first had I known... Well, first of all, you got to understand, man, I'm on the radio, okay? Every time something goes wrong, you want me to pick up the phone and call you while I'm doing a show? You know, that would be kind of awkward, don't you think? Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that, but the point is... No, I mean, yeah, okay, fine. Fine. Right. Yeah. Yeah, but... I read the book, damn it. I know the speech. You don't have to, like... Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, okay, but in retrospect, yes, it would have been good. Right, in retrospect, it would have been good for me to call you. I agree. Had I known that this was... If I could read the future, I would have. But I couldn't, so I, you know... Right. All right. Well, I've got to, do a bunch of other things then. What time is it? It's getting late anyway. I gotta get out of here. And, oh crap, I gotta pay the rent too. So, what's today, the 1st? Yeah, I gotta get over there, otherwise they're gonna kick my ass out. Whoa. Today's the 1st? April 1st. Oh my god, wait a minute. April 1st. Yeah, Right. Listen. If it's April 1st... Yeah, I could say that was... I didn't really mean any of that, you know, and it was just all like a goof or something. Yeah. I could. Well, yeah, I know it sounded real, it was real, but they don't have to know that. And how would they? You know, what have I got to lose, man? What have I got to lose? 9. Okay. Yeah, maybe I'll stop by tonight. What is it, 8:30 at the church? All right, man, thanks for calling. I mean, yeah. You kind of changed everything by letting me know that we were actually on before. Who knows what I would have done next. But, all right, cool. All right. Say hello to the kids. All right, take care. Bye. Oh, God.
Hope you all been enjoying the music back here. I hope you enjoyed our special April Fool's show. We just sort of kidding around before. nothing wrong with that, right? Yeah, and I want to thank people who have been calling in, regardless of what they've been saying. The phone number to show your support to the radio station is 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. I just want to say again what a terrific place this is and how honored I am to be here and what it's meant to me over the years and how important our listeners are to us. It really, really matters more than anything else, more than you could possibly know. We broadcast out of the lovely campus of the State University of New York at Stony Brook, protected by fine policemen and administrators of all sorts. And it's really, every day is like a song. So I just also want to encourage people to call in and show support for the place, for the radio station. Keep us going. Keep us broadcasting. Keep us doing fun things. All right? It would really be nice if a lot of people called. It would really help me out a lot. So I have a feeling I might need some help later. 631-632-9872. Now, we have a few things to offer. We have the 2600 sweatshirt, and along with that, you get the WUSB sweatshirt, two sweatshirts for one pledge. One pledge, two sweatshirts. Yeah, it's like two for one, I guess, if one cost what we... Well, the point is $75 will get you both, and it will get you something else too, like a hat or a CD or something, which you can negotiate with the fine folks in the tally room, in the conference room. I'm lucky to have you guys there. Thanks so much for coming in and for being so helpful. 631-632-WUSB, a pledge of $75 again gets you the newly designed 2600 sweatshirt. And for a pledge of $100, you can come and see us in person at the Last Hope Conference in New York City, taking place this July 18, 19, and 20 at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City, right across the street from Penn Station, so it's easy to get to. And normally, a couple of tickets to that would cost you much more than what we're offering them for here tonight, and only tonight for the next 5 minutes. For $100, you'll get two tickets to the Last Hope Conference. Even if you can't go, you can still get the tickets and give them to somebody else or sell them to somebody else, whatever. You probably make a profit. 631-632-WUSB, 631-632-9872. Pledge of $100 gets you two tickets to the Hope Conference. Pledge of $75 gets you both of the sweatshirts. All right. I want to thank people. I want to thank Timothy from Texarkana in Texas. Lovely place. Amazing name there, right there between Texas and Arkansas, I guess. And also, Michael, I want to thank you for your generous pledge, Michael from Chicago. In addition, Ronald from East Palatka, Florida. Thank you so much for your generous pledge as well. Mike over there from Kansas City, the one in Missouri. Thank you. Eric from Caledon, Ontario, over there in Canada, our friendly neighbors to the north. Thank you so much for calling in with your pledge. And also, we want to thank Nick from New York, New York. That's Manhattan. New York City, thank you very much for calling in. And there's still room, there's still time for some of you to call in and pledge your support to the radio station and get some terrific premiums, the ones we're offering for $75 and for $100. But we're also offering things for $25 and for all such other prices as well. Just give a call, 631-632-WUSB.
You can't come in.
Well, I suppose that's just about it for us. That's it for our show tonight. And I think we'll be back next week. I hope we'll be back next week. You can write to us, otw@2600.com, with any comments you have. Please keep it clean. Again, 631-632-9872. It's Emmanuel. Have a good night.
You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the fallen. Now you're on your own. has fallen. Now you're on your own. I won't return. Forever you will wait. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end. To do. Now you know this is the end. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end.
Kids, you're listening to WUSB in Stony Brook in real time on the internet and on the air. It is 7 p.m. You're listening to Finn. This is Finn's Revolution, and this is Nick Cave. I have some specials for you blues lovers coming up shortly. So, very special premium. So, stay tuned. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds right here on Finn's Revolution.
When I came up from out of the meat locker, city was gone. Skies full of lights, the snow provides a silent cover. In moonlight, under the stars, under the snow, and I followed this car, and I followed that car. The sand through the snow. I turn on the radio. I listen.